That's Mine, the opening track on Dove, the first album in 23 years by the alternative rock band Belly. The indie group shot up the charts in 93, was in heavy rotation on radio and MTV, remember that? Now Belly is back on a tour of the U.S. and the U.K. with their new songs. Andrea Shea from member station WBUR visited the band at their Rhode Island rehearsal space and has this story.
Singer and guitarist Tanya Donnelly will never forget the moment Belly's debut album, Star, reached number 2 on the UK albums chart.
Sir Paul McCartney actually wrote us a note because he came in at 3.
In the US, college radio DJs gave the album's single, Feed the Tree, a lot of airtime. The exposure helped land Belly gigs on network television, including an appearance on Late Night with David Letterman.
Our next guests are a great band. I've just been told that this is the number one college band in the country. Is that right? Bigger even than the Ohio State band?
Feed the Tree is one of the songs on a whiteboard set list in the basement of bass player Gail Greenwood's Rhode Island home. The space where Belly rehearsed back in the day is still affectionately called the Rock and Roll Control Center. On a recent afternoon, the band's four musicians played a pared-down version of their old hit.
So take your hat off when you're talking to me and be there when I...
Drummer Chris Gorman remembers the explosion of energy around this tune in the early 90s, with sold-out shows, big venues, lines of fans around the block. He says a slew of indie bands were rising at the time.
And they were all gathering steam. It wasn't just like us and with a weird little spike. It was like a whole sort of wave of music was kind of happening.
Belly went on to play with the Cranberries, Radiohead, Oasis. The soundtrack of the 90s was fueled by the post-Nirvana record label craze to sign the next big indie band.
Anything that had slightly grungy guitars with a melody on top of it was considered indie rock.
Tabitha Soren was a reporter for MTV at the time.
Courtney Love and Hole, people like Liz Phair, and Tanya Donnelly and Belly fit right into that. She was ripe for MTV.
Belly went on to open for U2, but the band only lasted about 2 years. Belly broke up in 95 after their second album, King, didn't meet record label sales expectations. These days, the musicians would rather talk about their reunion than their breakup. The four have stayed in touch over the years. Some have been raising kids, all pursued solo projects. In 2016, they decided it was time to tour again. Fans responded to their four new songs, and Belly was able to crowdsource the new album, Dove.
I see the truth break over your face like a bad egg.
Record company Independence has been liberating for guitarist Tom Gorman, the drummer's brother. He wove the album's pieces together, preferring a more polished sound over the deliberately lo-fi production style dominant in the 90s.
Of course, there's going to be a handful of people that are like, it's not edgy enough or whatever, but you can do anything you want.
You keep my key and my lazy letters. I keep the angel that you bought to watch over me. I know you thought.
The musicians collaborated on crafting the album. Donnelly points to the single Shiny One.
Gail brought the chorus, and then Tom added chords, and then I wrote the verse parts over, and we kind of stitched that together, and then Chris's drums really informed where that song went.
Was sort of like a rail against patronizing.
Yeah. And I heard it as
this mansplaining.
Yeah. And it turned into sort of the duality that comes
and
with
the
that. You know, the fallen angel
Don't forget where you come from.
Yes. Our better angels are fallen angels and where we fall between the two.
The Reunited Rockers are on tour with their new songs for the next 6 months or so. Then they'll figure out what's next. For now, they're happy to be a scrappy DIY operation while they fit making music together again into their busy lives. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shedd.